We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week in Doncaster, described as the Queen Elizabeth of Yorkshire towns, reigning since 1952. In the 2016 EU referendum, the people of Doncaster voted 63% in favour of leaving, tasking their MPs to enter negotiations to achieve WTO. So far, they've only managed WTF. The food writer and chef Phyllis Chapman opened her first restaurant in Doncaster. And Miss Chapman is currently serving a jail term for the attempted manslaughter of her abusive husband, who she attacked while preparing dinner, cracking his skull with a Sainsbury's Ripen at Home avocado, which she bought just 3 months earlier. Probably Doncaster's most famous son today is the TV presenter Jeremy Clarkson, who was born at Tick Hill. In 2015, Clarkson was sacked from Top Gear after he assaulted the producer. But this wasn't his first such incident. At the British Press Awards in 2004, Clarkson punched Piers Morgan in the mouth before receiving the prize for outstanding services to broadcasting. Let's meet the teams. They are, on my right, Tim Brooke Taylor and Tony Hawks. And on my left, Pippa Evans and Richard Osman. And taking his place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever-rippling Sven. OK, our first round takes a look at the songs of some of our best-known musicians and bands. It's often occurred to me how the simple addition of an extra word into their title could ruin a band's fortunes, witness SpongeBob Dylan. Yellow Snow Patrol. Or Cold Foreplay. And songs are equally vulnerable, so teams, I'd like you to provide some examples of how, with the addition of an extra word, a song title can become a lot less appealing. Tony, can you start?
When I'm 64 stone.
Tim.
Breaking wind beneath my wings.
Pippa.
Sweet child of Minecraft.
Richard.
All you need is love, Handles.
I will theoretically always love you.
Message in a sample bottle.
You're so varicose vain.
Papa's got a brand new colostomy bag.
You can call me Al Qaeda.
Santa Claus is not coming to town.
I've got you under my foreskin.
Take on me, Zulz.
Well, it's time now for a musical round as I ask the teams to sing one song to the tune of another. Goes without saying that Doncaster's biggest musical export is One Direction's boy band sensation, Louis Tomlinson. And to this day, proud Doncaster music fans keep quiet about it. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. Colin first trained as a sound technician and in 1976 was famously responsible for engineering the Clash at the Marquee. He sat the bride's father next to his ex-wife. OK. We'll start with you, Richard. I'd like you to sing the words of Hurt by Johnny Cash to the tune of If I Only Had a Brain.
I hurt myself today, to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain. The only thing that's real, the needle tears a hole, that old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down. I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts. Oh, I cannot repair beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear.
Tony, now I'd like you to sing the words of Run Rabbit Run to the tune of The Girl from Ipanema.
On the farm every Friday, on the farm it's rabbit pie day, so every Friday that ever comes along I get up early and sing this little song. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run. Run, run, bang, 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 goes the farmer's gun. Run, rabbit, run. Rabbit, run, 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 rabbit. Run, rabbit, run, 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 don't give the farmer his fun, 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 fun. He'll get by without his rabbit pie. So run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit. Run, 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 rabbit. Run, rabbit, run. Bang, 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 bang.
Your turn now, Tim. I'd like you to sing the words of Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone by Bill Withers to the tune of The Can Can.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Any time she goes away, wonder this time when she's gone. Wonder if she's going to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, I know, I know, I know, I know. I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. I know, 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 I know. Hey, I ought to leave young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house when she ain't gone. And hope!
Well, that was Tim Brooke Taylor singing there, with the audience in Doncaster doing everything in their power to drown it out. Can't thank you enough. And finally, Pippa Evans, I'd like you to sing the words of I Predict a Riot by the Kaiser Chiefs to the tune of I Dreamed a Dream from Les Miserables.
Watching the people get leery, it's not very pretty, I tell thee. Walking through town is quite scary, it's not very sensible either. A friend of a friend, he got beat up. He looked the wrong way at a policeman. Would never have happened to Smeaton. An old Leo Dancy.
I predict a riot. predict a riot. I tried to get to my taxi. The man in a tracksuit attacks me.
Well, Pippa, if you're not going to commit, I won't ask you. This next game is called Uncoupling, and it involves the teams alternating the names of unconnected people. So I'd like you to start exchanging completely unconnected celebrities, Tim and Tony, Richard and Pippa. Your job is to try to spot a connection. So off you go, Tim and Tony.
Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Posh Spice.
Well, Pippa's come in there with her.
Well, they're both posh, aren't they? Both posh.
Of course they are, yes. Very good.
Thank you.
Rookie error there, so it's over there to Richard and Pippa.
Martina Navratilova.
Wolf from Gladiator.
No buzz, I see. Jeremy Paxman.
Julie Andrews.
Alexander Armstrong.
Tony.
Well, they're both absolutely beautiful singers.
No, sorry, I said Alexander Armstrong.
You won't be working with him anymore.
I mean, fingers crossed.
Did you buy his album? Did you buy his album?
Did I? No, I didn't. Unfortunately, he gave one to me.
You can get them. They're in the Sue Ryder shop. But you are correct. They are both singers. So yes. Over to Tony and Tim.
Peppa Pig.
Attila the Hun.
Kim Jong-un.
Stefan Edberg.
Jack D.
Marie Antoinette.
All right, Richard. So,
I mean, where does one begin?
Between me and Marie Antoinette, what's the...
You were dating that guy called Louis for a long time, weren't you? Same thing.
No one knows about that. I told you in confidence.
Those lovely frilly dresses you wear.
All right, fair enough. Let's carry on. fair enough. Yes, over to you, Richard and Pippa.
Paul Robinson from Neighbours.
Peter Crouch from football.
Theresa May.
From...
Yesterday.
Just trying to pull it back from anything, really.
Tim Henman.
Fireman Sam.
Oh, Fiona Bruce.
Maya Angelou.
Lulu.
Tony has come in with a connection between...
Well, both names end in Lou.
Yeah. Oh.
Maya Angelou and Lulu, yes.
I'm uncannily good, that.
Yeah. Even Colin Sell has agreed. Yeah. No one even asked him. Turned up in his gardening clothes and things. So yes, it's back to Pippa and Richard.
Oh, Ant McPartlin.
Lady Gaga.
Rachel Riley.
Violet Beauregard.
Michael Gove.
Ginger Rogers.
Oh goodness me, this is really not buzzing.
Well, Tim has buzzed in.
Michael Gove is a bit of a ginger, isn't he? Be honest, isn't he?
Well, he rogers quite a lot, apparently. Usually his fellow politicians close to election time. I think he sort of, you know, Boris.
I think we can give you that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What do you think, Colin?
Yes.
See, he's just so involved in it all. Well, that doesn't work. The gong tells us that is the end of the game. Well, the next round looks at the world of computer technology. I rely on Google for just about everything, and particularly for finding my way around London. And last week I asked Google what's the quickest way to Turnham Green. Apparently it's cheap copper genital piercings. Mm-hmm. Well, the latest thing I've discovered on my laptop is a translation service. You just type in a foreign phrase and the computer will pronounce it for you. It'll even provide the meaning. This gave me an excellent idea for a round. I'll ask Google Translate to read out a foreign phrase, but this time I'd like you to provide the translation, okay, teams? So here's the first foreign phrase for you, Tim.
Prima donna. Prima donna.
My first kebab.
And the computer's answer is...
First lady.
Here's a phrase for you to translate, Tony.
Annus horribilis. Annus horribilis.
Do you mind if I don't sit down?
And the actual answer is...
Horrible year.
Oh, here's one for you, Pippa.
Buenas tardes. Buenas tardes.
A Doctor Who repeat.
The actual answer is...
Good afternoon.
One for you, Richard.
Coup de grâce. Coup de grâce.
Mow the lawn.
The actual answer is...
Coup de grace.
All right. Well, here's one for you, Tim.
Sic transit gloria mundi. Sic transit gloria mundi.
Gloria was sick in the van, but she'll be in on Monday.
And what does it really mean?
So, the glory of the world.
Another one. Tony, here's one for you.
Spaghetti carbonara. Spaghetti carbonara.
My supper's burnt.
What about this one, Pippa?
E.G. E.G.
A two-word conversation between a northerner and an American.
Richard, here's one for you.
Eau de toilette. Eau de toilette.
I'd give it 5 minutes if I were you.
Here are some for any of you to have a go at. Let's hear this one.
Spiritus Mundi. Spiritus Mundi.
Start the week with a bottle of gin.
What about this one?
Pas du tout. Pas du tout.
Father of twins.
In fact, it is...
Not at all.
This one?
Amuse-bouche. Amuse-bouche.
Funny pubic hair.
And finally,
coke au vin. Coke au vin.
Dogging.
The next round is called The Symptoms, and it's all about the world of medicine. And this round, the teams will assume the role of doctors and patients suffering from an imaginary medical condition. And this round certainly resonates for me, as my doctor thinks I'm a real hypochondriac. Last week, I went in convinced I had OCD, and he immediately put me in my place, incorrectly. So you'll be the patients, Richard and Pippa. And the identity of your mystery medical condition is now being displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Pippa and Richard think they're whales. Pippa and Richard think they're whales.
So it's time for your appointment, Pippa and Richard. You must outline your symptoms to Doctors Tim and Tony, and they'll be awarded points based on how accurately they're able to diagnose your condition. So off you go.
I feel really washed up.
Right. And I'm blue. It's a killer.
I feel like I'm going to blow at any moment, just off the top of my head. I did try a Japanese acupuncturist, but the needles were much too big.
Also, I didn't want to say it, but I have got the most enormous sperm.
It's true.
Yeah. And you can probably tell from over there, can't you? And
Also, I don't know if you agree, but I feel like I've lost my faith in free will.
Yes. Me too. I used to be much more free will-y.
Oh.
You're having a whale of a time,
yes,
aren't you?
Okay, so what is your diagnosis?
We think that they think they're whales.
Yes. So, your turn to be the patients, Tim and Tony, and the identity of your mystery medical condition will now be displayed. Well, here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Tim and Tony think they're golf balls. Tim and Tony think they're golf balls.
We did well to make it here because we so often get lost.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. There are a number of reasons why we're feeling under par.
Yeah. I've got too many dimples.
Me too.
Yeah. Perhaps we need to get out more. Trouble is, I don't like driving. I prefer being driven.
Yeah. Well, I found a really sweet spot last week. Had to drive a fair way, but it was worth it.
Yeah. Did you have lunch there?
Yeah, chips, lots of chips. And with a sand wedge.
Do you know, I was sitting down at tea the other day and somebody whacked me from behind.
Join the club. That's why I'm feeling rough.
Oh, I like a bit of rough. Last week I was involved in a foursome.
I bet you ended up in a hole.
I invariably do.
So, Doctor, I hope you can help.
Yes, otherwise I don't know what we've come here for!
What a load of old balls.
I mean, I wonder, possibly they believe themselves to be golf balls.
I agree.
Okay, well, this next round is called Complete Playground Rhymes. It's often remarked that children say the funniest things, although no one seems to have told Wee Jimmy Cranky. Okay, I've brought with me some genuine children's playground rhymes collected from British schools over the past 50 years, all of which are incomplete, and the team's task is to guess what the endings might be. We'll start with you, Pippa. Can you complete this well-known playground rhyme? The farmer wants a wife, the farmer wants a wife. E-I-A-D-I-O.
And the archers will be back at the same time tomorrow.
Of course, the farmer wants a wife, in fact. One for you to complete, please, Tim. Eeny, meeny, macka, acca, air, I, donna, lacca, chicka, locka, ollie, popper.
Means Brexit.
On push. One for you, Tony. An old playground rhyme for you to complete. What's the time? 9:30. Hang your knickers on the line. When they're dry, bring them in. Put them in the biscuit tin. Eat your biscuit. Eat your cake.
OK, Alexa, I just wanted to know the time.
It's actually eat your biscuit, eat your cake, eat your knickers by mistake. Now we've all been there. Finally, Richard. Ipper-dipper-dation, my operation, how many...
Nurses face deportation.
People at the station. Here's some for any of you to have a go at. Red and yellow custard, snot and bogey pie, all mixed up with a dead dog's eye. Stir it, till it's thick, then...
Ask, have you ever been to a harvester before?
Drink it down with a cup of cold sick. Yeah, well, you wanted to know, so... Johnny went over the ocean. Johnny went over the sea.
Johnny was swallowed by a turtle. Please dispose of your condoms carefully.
There's another one. Whether the weather be cold or whether the weather be hot...
Trump will deny its climate change. The sad, deluded twat.
And finally, a peanut sat on a railway track. Its heart was all of a flutter.
But this was Northern Rail, so we're still waiting for the punchline.
was, in fact. Along came a train, the 9:15, toot toot peanut butter. Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a quick round of Dog Lovers Film Club. Our own Sven is a pedigree dog enthusiast and owns several prize-winning breeds. Showing at Crufts recently, he was dithering over which to put forward for the competition when a kindly judge, knowing his magnificent mastiff by reputation, persuaded him to discard his boxers and entered him in the main arena. Teams, I'd like you, please, to suggest the titles of films likely to appeal to dog enthusiasts. So, Pippa, will you please start?
Fiddler on the Woof.
Yeah, Tim?
The postman always tastes nice.
Richard?
Barkfest at Tiffany's.
Tony?
A puppy licks now.
The Turd Man.
I know what you hid last summer.
We bought a shih tzu.
Rosemary's Rabies.
Bad Max.
Who's Afraid of Virginia's Woof?
Star Trek 3. The Search for Spot.
The Big Lebow Wow Wowski.
Cloudy with a Chance I'll Lick My Balls.
The Wrong Schnauzers.
True Shit.
Our first review of the show, is he?
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the 10K of time is falsely recorded as 8 steps by the faulty Fitbit of fate, and the deep pan pepperoni pizza of perversity derails the doomed diet of destiny, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the teams, Sven, myself, and our audience here in Doncaster, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Timbra Taylor, Tony Hawks, Pippa Evans and Richard Osman were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.